Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman by Ram Goldar and Tirmas Sechus Menachos Daf Kuf Zayin, the 13th Parak Hari Ella Yisaron. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states the one who pledges to bring an offering of wine must bring at least three lugin, which is the smallest amount of nesachim accompanying a carbon. If one pledges an offering of oil, the Tanakhama says he must bring at least one lug, but Rebbe requires three lugin. The Rabban before Rav Papa explained the Malchukas. The Rabban hold dun mina umina. Derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Since the principle of donating a shemen offering is derived from menachos, we also derive that just as a mincha requires a single log, a shemen offering also requires one log. Rebbe holds dun mina v'oki basra. Derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. Therefore, although donating a shemen offering is derived from menachos, we derive the minimum amount of shemen from nesachim of wine, which are similar in that they're brought on their own, just as nesachim require three lugin, a shemen offering also requires three lugin. Rav Papa explained the machlokes differently, but a brisa supports the first interpretation. Point number two, the next mission states that if one specified to bring an oil from bakar, from cattle, but did not recall which type, he must bring both possibilities, parva egel, a bull, and male calf. The Mishnah then details numerous other animals one would be required to bring for broader possibilities, for example, an oil from an animal or a shlamim, which can include females. The Gemara wonders why in the first case he must bring both a par and an eagle. Let him bring a par alone, which would even fulfill a nether for an eagle, since a par is bigger. It answers that this reflects the opinion of Rebbe from the end of the Mishnah, which states, Gadol v'hevi katan lo yatzah. If one pledged to bring a large animal as a carbon, but brought a small one, he did not fulfill his obligation. However, katan v'hevi gadol, if he pledged a small one and brought a larger one, the Tanakhama says he is yotzah, but Rebbe says he is not yotzah. The Gemara explains that the Sefer is teaching that the law requiring to bring a par and eagle is the subject of a Malchokas Tanayim. And point number three was stated in the Mishnah, Shishul and Nedavah. There were six collection boxes in the base of Migdash for donated offerings. Numerous explanations are given why there are six boxes. Chizkiah says they were for the six Bati Avos, the paternal houses of Kohanim, divided by the days of the week, which the sages instituted, Sheyeshalom Zeim Zeh, so there would be peace between one and the other. Since the skins of karbanos brought from these boxes were given to the Kohanim of that day's base of, one base of may receive more skins than another, leading to disputes. Therefore, separate boxes were made for each base of. Rabbi Yochanan says that since the donations were numerous, the sages instituted to have several boxes so the money should not corrode. Ziri says they were for a bull, a calf, a ram, a lamb, a kid, and a goat. The six possible animals for an ola, each of these karbanos has a particular minimum cost, as taught in the previous Mishnah. One who donated any of these karbanos placed the requisite funds into its particular box, whose funds would be used for that karban. Three more explanations are given for the six boxes, as discussed on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, the one who pledges to bring an offering of wine must bring at least three lugim, which is the smallest amount of nesachim accompanying a karban. If one pledges an offering of oil, the Tanakhama says, he must bring at least one lug, but Rebbe requires three lugim. The Rabban before Rav Papa explained the Malchukas. The Rabban hold dun mina umina. Derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Since the principle of donating a shemen offering is derived from menachos, we also derive that just as a mincha requires a single log, a shemen offering also requires one log. Rebbe holds dun mina v'oki basra. Derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. Therefore, although donating a shemen offering is derived from menachos, we derive the minimum amount of shemen from nesachim of wine, which are similar in that they're brought on their own, just as nesachim require three lugin, a shemen offering also requires three lugin. Rav Papa explained the malchukas differently, but a brisa supports the first interpretation. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one specified to bring an oil from bakar, from cattle, but did not recall which type, he must bring both possibilities, parva egel, a bull, and male calf. The Mishnah then details numerous other animals one would be required to bring for broader possibilities, for example, an oil from an animal or a shlamim, which can include females. The Gemara wonders why in the first case he must bring both a par and an egel. Let him bring a par alone, which would even fulfill a nether for an egel, since a par is bigger. It answers that this reflects the opinion of Rebbe from the end of the Mishnah, which states, Gadol v'hevi katan lo yatzah. If one pledged to bring a large animal as a carbon, but brought a small one, he did not fulfill his obligation. However, katan v'hevi gadol, if he pledged a small one and brought a larger one, the Tanakhama says he is yotzah, but Rebbe says he is not yotzah. The Gemara explains that the Seva is teaching that the law requiring to bring a paran egel is the subject of a Malchokas Tanayim. And point number three was stated in the Mishnah, Shishul and Nadava. There were six collection boxes in the base of Migdash for donated offerings. Numerous explanations are given why there are six boxes. Chizkiah says they were for the six Bati Avos, the paternal houses of Kohanim, divided by the days of the week, which the sages instituted, Sheyeshalom Zeim Zeh, so there would be peace between one and the other. Since the skins of karbanas brought from these boxes were given to the Kohanim of that day's base of, one base of may receive more skins than another, leading to disputes. Therefore, separate boxes were made for each base of. Rabbi Yochanan says that since the donations were numerous, the sages instituted to have several boxes so the money should not corrode. Ziri says they were for a bull, a calf, a ram, a lamb, a kid, and a goat. The six possible animals for an ola, each of these karbanas has a particular minimum cost, as taught in the previous Mishnah. One who donated any of these karbanas placed the requisite funds into its particular box, whose funds would be used for that karban. Three more explanations are given for the six boxes, as discussed on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Barclay from Baltimore, as well as from Kobe Melkin from Yerushalayim. They both suggested that Kuf Zayin is couscous. Couscous, so here goes. The man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have one lug bottle of oil for his nasachim salad with his three lugging bottle of wine. And when he forgot what he ordered for his oil special and made him take both a par and an ego, that he didn't leave a tip in any of the six boxes for nedavos. Once again, slow motion. The man in the couscous restaurant, couscous, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. The man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his nesachim salad with a three-lugging bottle of wine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who pledges to bring an offering of wine must bring at least three lugim, which is the smallest amount of nesachim accompanying a carbon. If one pledges an offering of oil, the Tanakhama says he must bring at least one lug, but Rebbe requires three lugim. The Rabban hold dun mina umina, derive the law from it and derive the parameters from it. Since the principle of donating a shemen offering is derived from menachos, we also derive that just as a mincha requires a single lug, a shemen offering also requires one lug. Rebbe holds dun mina v'oki basra, derive the law from it, but establish its parameters according to its own place. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his nesachim salad with a three-lugging bottle of wine. And when he forgot what he ordered for his ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one specified to bring an ola from Bakar, but did not recall which type, he must bring both possibilities, a par of an egel, a bull, and male calf. So the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his nesachim salad with a three-lugging bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, that he didn't leave any tip in any of the six boxes for nedavos, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Shishul and Nedava, there are six collection boxes in the base of Migdash for donated offerings. Numerous explanations are given why there are six boxes. Chizkiah says they were there for the six Bati Avos, paternal houses of Kohanim divided by the days of the week, which the sages instituted, Sheyeshalom Zeim Zeh, so there would be peace between one and the other. Since the skins of a karbanas brought from those boxes were given to the Kohanim on that day's base of, one base of may receive more skins than another, leading to disputes. Therefore, separate boxes were made for each base of. So once again, the man in the couscous restaurant that modeled itself like the base of Migdash was so angry when they didn't let him have a one-lug bottle of oil for his nesachim salad with a three-lugging bottle of wine, and when he forgot what he ordered for his ola special and made him take both a par and an egel, that he didn't leave a tip in any of the six boxes for nedavos. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The Kugel Chef. Kugel Chef. That must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The Kugel Chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle Kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, the one who says, Harilayu mincha mina sa'orim, it's hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha, yavi mina chitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. The more explains that the Mishnah can go according to Beis Shammai, who holds Tfos Lashem Rishon, give primacy to the first phrase, and can also go according to Beis Hillel in the case where one said that if he had known it was improper mincha, he would have pledged a proper one. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli, but if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kelim. Rabbi Shimon explains, Achishim yechon lubawel, until 60 isronos, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They asked him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed, but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the sages' measurements are so, meaning they're precise. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'en ru labila, bila ma'kevesbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explained that a netter of 61 isronos must be divided into two kelim because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah states, Im lo balal kasher, if he didn't mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, Kol rui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, in bila ma'akevasbo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is valid without it. But kol she'en rui labila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevasbo, the mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the Siman Daf Kuf Dalet is code. So here goes. The Kohen codebreaker, code. That must be on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Kohen codebreaker, who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code, was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, which reminds us, we learned that one may donate 3, 4, 6 Lugin or more as wine for Nesachim, because those are the amounts which are brought with the carbon. The question is, if Yesh Kevla Nesachim, is there a fixing for Nesachim or not? Meaning, is a donation of a certain amount of Lugin fixed to be brought as one offering, or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 Lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for Nesachim, then if a Nesachim donated nation is not fixed, he would remove and offer for them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining log would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, which is the law for surplus nesachim. If a nedra of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a 6th is added to them. So the Kohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas if one may donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. So the Kohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 3, 4, 6 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin. Interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term Nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The Pasuk says, when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbonis. He explains that Kosh Baruch Hu said, Mi darcha lahavi mincha, whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Mala ani alav ki ilo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. Daf Kuf Hei. So the Siman Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. Hacker. That must be more on Daf Kuf Hei. The hacker who was programming the computer to print a mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, which reminds us, according to Yehuda, when someone says an unspecified mincha, it's a mincha solus, which is miyuchedus. He considers it unique because leisle shem levaya, it does not have a modifying name, meaning the pasuk simply calls it a mincha in contrast to other menachos. So the hacker who was programming the computer to print the mincha solus card when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rekikim, which reminds us, the first mission of the 13th parak taught that if one specified one of the 5 types of menachos, but couldn't remember which, he must bring all 5 types. Rabbi Yirmi says this does not agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that one who vows to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, an oven-baked mincha, may bring some as chalos and some as rekikim. He doesn't consider them 2 different menachos, but variations of 1 mincha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, even if he holds all menachos are brought as 10 loaves rather than 12, there are 11 possible combinations of rekikin and challahs, all rekikin, non-rekikin, one challah, 8 rekikin and 2 challahs, and so on. Adding the other 3 types of menachos, he should bring a total of 14 menachos, not 5. Abai explains that even according to Rabbi Shimon, only 5 menachos are necessary because he holds maisu masni. One may bring an offering and stipulate to offer it in a way that fulfills his obligation. So the hacker who is programming the computer to print a mincha souls card, when someone entered an unspecified mincha, received an email that he won the contest minimizing the amount of menachos one must bring, when in doubt, according to Rabbi Shimon, who allowed for half chalos and half rekikin, and even won the bonus for explaining how to do kamitza on them. Which reminds us, Abai had explained that according to Rabbi Shimon, one can bring 10 rekikin and 10 chalos and stipulate to accommodate all 11 possible combinations using the remaining 10 as another nedava. The Gemara explains how the Kohen performs kamitza on such menachos. Daf Kuv Vav. So the Simur Daf Kuv Vav is a tight rope walker walking a fine line, Kuv. So here goes. The tight rope walker, that must mourn Daf Kuv Vav, walking a fine line, Kuv. The tight rope walker in the midst of bringing 60 different size menachos across the line, because you couldn't remember the specific amount. He pledged, which reminds us, our Bryce elaborates on the Malchokas taught in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. If one specified to bring a particular number of Yisronim, but cannot recall the amount and establish that it should be brought in a single Kli, the Chachamim say he brings a single Mincha consisting of 60 Yisronim, thus covering every possibility. Rebbe says he must bring all possible Menachos from one Yisron to 60, totaling 1,830 Yisronim. Rav Chisda offers the first of 4 explanations of their Malchokas, but Mutu Hachnis Chun Lazara Kamufuge. They're arguing if it's permitted to bring Chulin into the Azara. So the tightrope walker in the midst of bringing 60 different size Menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walker on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a Minchas Neder with a Minchas Nedav, which reminds us, Gemara brings a second explanation for the Malchokas. They argue whether it's Mutter La'arav Chove B'Nedavah, whether it's Mutter to mix a Minchas Neder with a Minchas Nedavah. So the tightrope walk in the midst of bringing 60 different size Menachos across the line, because he couldn't remember the specific amount he pledged, was followed by a tightrope walk on a bicycle who struggled to keep his balance as he mixed together a Minchas Neder with a Minchas Nedava, because he was distracted by the next performer on the platform who forgot how much gold he pledged and, pointing to a big pile of coins, shouted, "I did not intend this much." Which reminds us, the Mishnah details how much one must bring if he pledges to give gold, silver, or copper, if he pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, until he can say, "I didn't intend this much." All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we makok is whether it's mutter to mix a minchas neder with a minchas nedava? That's on daf kuvav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that if one specified to bring an oil from Bakr but couldn't remember which type, he must bring both a par and an egel? That's on daf kuv zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Chibas HaKodesh renders that which is Omer Lisrov as food for Tumah, such as in the case of Paraduma? That's on daf kuv beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn Koshe Ein Ruh Labila Bila Ma'akevas Bo? That's on daf kuf gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that if one pledged a specific amount of a precious metal but forgot how much, he must bring enough of it until he can say, "I did not intend this much"? That's on daf kufbav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss if the potential for zrika is considered a shasa kosher for tuma? That's on daf kufbeis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that one may donate 3, 4, or 6 glugin or more as wine for nesachim? And we have a question if yesh keva on nesachim. That's on daf kuf dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that a poor person who brings a mincha is considered as if he brought his nefesh? That's on daf kuf dalet. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn according to Rabbi Yehuda an unspecified mincha is a mincha solus, which is miyuchedus? That's on daf kufhei. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the rabbis are very precise, knowing that 60 isrona flour can be mixed with oil, but not 61 isronos? That's on daf kuf gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.